welcome him.
Praise the Lord. All glory goes to Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, I want to greet you in a wonderful, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Most High God, the only way to heaven. Amen. I want to say thank you to Pastor Roger and Sister Jamie and all of you. May Christ Jesus richly bless you. I have a really good experience to meet new friends like Sam and Judy and Kudus Khan and Jansi Kirani. Praise God. You know, Jansi Kirani means the queen of Jansi. So I just praise God for all of you. May Christ Jesus richly bless you. We also have a great experience yesterday. I was really blessed to stay with Pastor Johnny and Ruth. They're wonderful brother and sister. Praise God. They really have blessed my life. Yesterday we took a trip to Dewan, and we have a great experience. A little spicy food for them. Rebecca has to take some Tums afterward. So praise God. But then we went to another place to get some Pakistani sweets, and there we really became friend with a guy over there. Then they serve us a free Kashmiri tea, chai, and sweets. And we took some pictures with us, especially with Johnny. And we're hoping to put that picture, his picture, and Johnny's and Ruth's picture on our book cover. They're going to be really famous. I just told this morning, Sister Ruth, you're going to be cover girl. So praise God. Glory to Jesus. Only we put a beautiful faces on those kind of books. And she's beautiful because Jesus is in her. Amen. So praise God. That's wonderful. Couple things before I will start teaching on this subject, loving Muslim. Already Pastor told me about my book. One of the book, Windows into the Quran. I will really recommend you to get this book and learn, a deeper teaching on Islam. I Dare to Call Him Father, a story of a Muslim woman from Pakistan, how she became Christian. Yesterday I told that. I think there's 8 stories of 8 women underground in the church, how they suffered, how they stood up for Jesus. Very, very powerful book. Randa's Prophet of God, Sister, what is your name again? Joanne can tell you that she have read those books, and visit her on the book table and into the den of infidel. And also I have some few DVDs left, which has my testimony. There is the salvation in Islam, God of the Bible, Allah the Quran are the same or not, the role of Islam in the end time, holy war jihad, position of women in Islam, sharing the gospel with the Muslim. Especially I always say this thing that to the American girls, please don't ever date or marry a Muslim, because one of their strategy is, they say, we know that we cannot take over in this country through force, but we're going to take over in this country through marriage. Over 10,000, close to 20,000 American girls are marrying to Muslim and becoming Muslim. So that's really a bad idea, because Bible says in the book of Judges, Israelites commit a great sin. And what is the great sin? They gave their daughters to the heathens and took their daughters for their sons, and God handed them over to the to their enemies. This is something you should be careful. And also Bible says you're not supposed to be unequally yoked. There's nothing wrong to be marrying a person from overseas, if they are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I just asked Kaddus, are you married? He said, no, I am not. You know, when he became Christian, he was engaged, but they broke the engagement. You know, no, he has become Christian. I said, oh, you still want to marry? He said, it's in God's hands, so Kaddus Khan is available. if he is a 59, so if there's any sister between 50 and close to that, wants to help him out, you know, praise God, because Bible says it's not good for a man to be alone. So that'll be great. Okay. And one of the things he asked me, I'm married. I said, praise God, I'm married. God is good. And one of the things, Pastor mentioned, that fill out that card, and I want to really emphasize on this, because many of you were not here on Saturday, because which was a lot, longer day for teaching, and I don't want you to miss out what we have, taught on those, yesterday. So we want to be a part of that. And please fill out these cards with your name and the address and email address. And when you will do that, I like to send you that in the copies of the Quran, two translation actually. One is the Meaning of the Glorious Quran by Muhammad Iqbal, and the other one is the Noble Quran, translated by the Saudi professors. And then I will also be sending you explanation of the Quran, electronic ebook. And then there will be another book, Sharia, the Islamic Law Threat to America, How Muslim Brotherhood is Infiltrating in Our System. So you can get those three free books just by filling this card. And then my teaching notes will be sent to you also. Plus, I will also be sending you a lot of video clips, which I showed yesterday. So you will be able to watch those video clips. So please do that. And there's one of the penalty for those who didn't show up on Friday and Saturday. So we have some penalty you have to pay. We have some of these tracks. And what is the penalty? Get those tracks, and at least one of you should give these tracks to 10 Muslims. How's that? Is it good penalty? Yesterday, Brother Mark, he said, Muslims are not our enemy. They are our prize. Amen? Who knows? Yeah, who knows that when you share the gospel or give this tract to a Muslim person, and God may touch that person, and that person will become a part of the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ. And Bible says in the book of Daniel, the people, with the efforts, the many will join his kingdom. They will shine like stars in heaven. Amen? Do you like to be stars? Before God, Hollywood people, they work very, very hard to get that, some kind of, trophy or something, whatever, award. You can do the same thing. It's a duty of every believer. It's not just the Roger's duty or my duty or some few people. It's a duty of every brother and sister. Amen? So please. And sometimes, we think, oh, Pastor Roger is paid, but I am not paid. Must he get, love offering? I'm not going to get anything. So I shouldn't be doing, this preaching thing. I have some other things to do. Please. Our number one thing should be Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because if we are the disciples of Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be, doing what He has called us to do. So let's read from the Matthew chapter 28. 19 and 20. 28, 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. Lord, I humble myself before your throne. I lay down my life at your feet, O God. I am nothing, nothing without you. Please help me, Lord God, as I stand before your people, Lord God. I ask you to hide me in your side. And Lord, I may not be seen, but you will be seen, Lord God, through your power of the Holy Spirit, bring change in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. You know, the title of this topic, the message is Loving Muslim with Understanding. And I'm going to be sharing some of the things, how we can reach Muslim with the love of Jesus Christ this morning. And some of the things, before you will ever share the gospel or speak with the Muslim about Jesus Christ, you must do your homework. If you don't do your homework, then it will be not effective for you and go and preach the gospel, because you will be defeated. You will have no power. The very first thing, pray and fast for them. When you will pray and fast for them, we know that God will move. We have seen in the Bible that how people fasted and people were saved. For example, the story of Moses. When Israelites committed a great sin before God, they worshipped the calf, and God was about to destroy them, and God told that He's going to destroy the people of Israel, and He's going to, you know, use Moses, and through Moses' descendant, He's going to make him the big nation. What Moses did. Moses went on the mountain and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he prayed this prayer. Oh God, if you're not going to save these people, then remove my name from the book you have written. Such a compassion, such a love. Have you ever prayed like this for our neighbors, those who are lost? Have God ever seen that kind of dedication, that kind of commitment for the lost people in our lives? You know, God is not waiting that, you know, we should fast and, you know, do those things. It's not our fasting that's gonna move God. It's not our prayers that's gonna move God. God, you know, is, you know, trying to see that how committed, how dedicated, you know, we are for His, for the cause. And we see when God saw the desperation of Moses, that he is really desperate. He really loved. He really cared for these people. And then the Bible says God changed his mind. Amen. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking in Wisconsin, and this was a kind of church, a little bit liberal. And when I was talking about a fasting, the pastor said, you know, it's like, you know, you're trying to tell that, you know, you're kind of twisting God's arm to push Him to answer your prayer. You know, God doesn't answer all the time with the fasting. What do you mean by that? He said, you know, like, how about David fasted for his son, but God didn't spare his son. Remember that story? But please understand, God told David, because you have committed adultery, and the son which is going to be born is going to die. Because God hates sin. And when David was fasting, he was fasting against the will of God. He was not fasting according to the will of God. So that was the reason, you know, the answer was not received. But we see the Moses fasted, the Joshua fasted, the people of Israel in the book of Judges fasted, Samuel fasted, and we see Jehoshaphat, you know, fasted, you know, and we see Esther fasted, and we see that, you know, to further, you know, the King Hezekiah fasted. All these people fasted and they received the answer. Amen. Remember the story of Esther? The decree was proclaimed against the Jewish people that they're going to be killed. Same thing. Today, the decree has been proclaimed by the devil that the Muslims are going to go to hell. Why? Because there's only one way to heaven, and that is Lord Jesus Christ. And somebody has to be like Moses. Somebody has to be like Esther. What Esther said. Esther said, you know, I will go in the presence of king, although it's against the law. But if I perish, I perish. You know? Do we have that kind of commitment? If you don't have that kind of commitment, I think that there's something wrong with our Christian faith. Because the Bible says, when the plant is planted, if it's not producing the fruit, there's something wrong with that plant. Yesterday I mentioned that 95% people, those who come to church every Sunday morning, you know, they never share a gospel with another person in the entire of their life. That is such a shameful, you know, thing. Because we just come in the church to punch our card and put a couple dollars in the offering and think that we have purchased our fire insurance and we're going to go to heaven. Please, this is something very serious. I was listening to a sermon and this was really amazing. The Bible says, enter through the narrow door. And also, the path is also narrow. Sometimes we think, it's just saying, you know, just enter through the narrow door, and then the path is going to be broader. We can do whatever we like to do. It's okay. No, my dear brothers and sisters. The door is narrow, and the path is also narrow. It's not what I want. You know what? When I came to the United States, I found, you know, three major gods in the United States. Food, entertainment, the games, and the money. I remember the story, you know, like when we landed in Detroit, we came in, you know, the plane was delayed, and then we came in Houston, and the airline gave us the vouchers to go to the restaurant, and I have no idea, because in Pakistan and South Africa, they don't serve a big, huge, you know, portion of the food in when you go in the restaurant. So what happened, I thought, you know, we need to order a couple things. So I ordered a couple things for my wife, ordered a couple things for me, a couple things for my two daughters and men. And what happened, when the order came, you know, the three waitresses bringing three big trays of the food, I said, man, I didn't order that much. And then I realized, oh man, this is something in this country that they eat too much. And then I was reading a book on revival. I found out one of the phrases says, when people talk about football game more than Jesus in the church, that church needs a revival. Please, this is what is happening. And then the money is another big issue. People don't care. I was talking to really, you know, this girl, she tells me that she's a committed Christian and all these kind of things. Then I say, you know, if a guy come and you know, next term election, so, and if he says we're going to do this thing for you and this thing for you and all the money you're going to get, do you going to go and vote to that guy? Well, she said, that'll be fine, because I'll be blessed with the money. People, even, you know, I realize even a committed Christian, those who call themselves, you know, we are committed Christian, but when it comes to their pocketbook, they're just not willing to follow Christ. Please, whatever it takes, follow Jesus. You know, last year God impressed on my heart what to do. You know, when the Muslim will have a fasting month, and God put in my heart that, you know, I should be fasting with them. You know, they were fasting from, you know, sunrise to sunset, but God put in my heart, you know, you should fast, you know, like 24 hours. You know, you and I not going to be eating, you know, in the morning and the evening. You're going to be eating only in the evening. No water, nothing. 24 hours for 30 days. So then I start fasting, and praise God. And God showed me a dream, a very powerful dream. I praise God. And then God put in my heart to fast for America for 45 days. And I fasted and really saw that God answered that prayer. I was saying, God, bring a change in our government. And praise Jesus. You know, a lot of change happened, and I'm going to be praying again and fasting, you know, for a bigger change, a better change, not the bad change. Okay? So, the good change we want to have in this, you know, country. And we, you and I, if we can be together, work, we can have a change. Because the Bible says, when two shall be agree on earth for something, it'll be done from a Father for them from heaven. Amen? So we need to be doing. And I have seen, when we have prayed and fasted, we have seen the answer. You know, I can tell you many stories, many Muslims in Pakistan, you know, God put in my heart to pray for them and fast for them, and God changed their lives, and they became Christian. Then there's a next session is called, what time, Pastor, I need to be stopping? 25, okay. Okay. Spiritual warfare is another thing, because when you're dealing with Islam, please understand, the concept of demons is totally different the way we believe about demons according to the Bible. According to the Bible, all demons are bad demons. There is no good demon. But according to the Quran and Islamic theology, there are some good demons and some bad demons. And in the Quran we see, in Surah 72 verse 11 to 13, I mean, you can read the entire chapter, and you will find a story in this chapter that one day Muhammad was reciting the Quran, a group of demons came to Muhammad, and they really liked the recitation of the Quran, and then Muhammad gave them the invitation to become Muslim. So those demons became Muslim, and they promised with Muhammad that they're going to go and preach to other people about his religion. So history tells us that when he arrived to Medina, he didn't have any resistance. You know, people became Muslim right away. It was so easy. What happened? Because those demons gone ahead of him and, you know, changed the hearts of those people. And we see. Now, according to Islamic teaching, every Muslim is surrounded by five spirits according to the Quran and according to the Hadith. Another jinn, a big jinn called Karina, is with them. So here, all these chapters you can read and find out, you know, learn, you know, about these demons and devils. And we see here, Allah declares the five spirits surround every Muslim. Allah sent jinn, good demons, and bad demons to Muhammad. Apart from these five spirits, there's a companion jinn demon called Karina with every Muslim. The Karina is translated as a mate. So this is the way it works. So these demons, the devils, are there to protect these Muslims that they will not go astray from Islam. One sits on the right shoulder, other one sits on the left shoulder, one sits on the front, the back, one sits on the heart, and the other one is on the brain. So these people are controlled, and that's the reason for us. You know, we don't see a major success when we're trying to reach Muslim with the gospel message, because we don't know about the spiritual warfare. We think, you know, man, why things are not really happening? We have studied, you know, we attend the seminar, we have read many books on Islam. Now I am really equipped, you know, with the knowledge. But Bible says the letter kills, but the spirit gives the life. Amen? How are you going to get the anointing? It's anointing which destroys the yokes. It's not just the preaching is going to destroy. Because, you know, if that preaching is not soaked in the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, that preaching is just the words. Many times, you know, one time I went to I received a phone call from a secretary from a church, and she said, Pastor Masih, we like you to come, but we cannot have you this year because our pastor have prepared all the sermons for the rest of the year. I said, man, how somebody can prepare a sermon for a whole year? Because I understand when I prepare a sermon, I have to really pray and fast. And they ask God, you know, speak to me and give me the word what I should be speaking, you know, next day. And here, this pastor is amazing. Please, I have learned, many of us, as a preacher, we just feeding the dry grass to the sheep. We're not really feeding, you know, fresh food to our sheep's flock, you know, God has given to us. And I'm so sad about that. I wish that the pastors, you know, and the preachers, the evangelists, they will really seek God on a Saturday instead of doing a shopping and, you know, going here and there and fishing. They should be on their knees and crying unto the Lord and asking God, give me the word for your people tomorrow. If you really want to be a, you know, something, if you really want to see a change, if you don't want to see a change, just doing for as a profession, it's not going to work. I remember I was told that, you know, I should quit preaching, you know, I should change the profession. I said, this is not my profession, it's my call. Please understand, God has called us to engaged in a spiritual warfare. It's not going to happen because we have, you know, gone to a Bible college. We're not going to see many people saved because we have a PhD degree. Degrees are just a piece of paper. But the disciples didn't have a PhD degree. They're just a piece of paper just to show to the people they know, I have done this thing. I don't rely upon those kind of things. I remember a story in South Africa. There was a woman, she was a demon possessed, and they invited many guys to come and pray for her, to cast out that demon out of her, and man, this woman have beaten them and make them to flee from their home, from her home. And they were really nervous to invite any more, you know, because, and they told me that, you know, all the really highly educated pastors were invited. The PhDs and all those guys came to cast out that demon out of her. But they were not able to, they were beaten by her. And in those days I was fasting for 40 days, and when they asked me to come and pray for her, they didn't tell me the whole story that, you know, the other people have been beaten or anything. I came to know all these things after, and we went, me and my wife went and prayed and cast out that demon. Praise God, it was wonderful. And then they told me the story about meeting and all those things. And they told me that the guys were really highly educated. They came, and some of them have the PhD and all those things. I said, I didn't come in the name of my degree, because degrees are just a piece of paper. If you go before the demon-possessed person and tell, you know, don't you know that I have a PhD, you know, come out in the name of my PhD, and they're going to grab it and tear it down. I'm going to beat you. But if you go in the power of the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, man, those demons are going to flee and people are going to be set free. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is important. I remember the story how this another Muslim man from Turkey, they have rug business. And he was one of the sisters. She came to me. She said, could you pray for this man? You know, what is happening? Well, the rugs are flying in his home, and the demons are coming out of the mirror. And, you know, this is a big problem. And he have hanged, you know, the evil eye almost in every home, in every room, and in his car, and everywhere to protect himself. But those things are not really working. Could you come and pray? We already have asked other people to come and pray, but they're not willing to come. Would you mind to come? I said, sure, I will come. But give me a week. I will come after 1 week. What happened? I start fasting and pray. I didn't eat for 2 days. No food, no water. I was just on my face, on the floor, praying and crying to the Lord. God gave me 2 visions. And after those 2 visions, you know, I knew that God has given me the victory. I did my homework first. I got His deliverance in my closet. Then I went. I called the sister, you know, I am ready to come and pray. What happened? We went there, and praise God, the guy got delivered right away. And then I asked this guy, do you want to become Christian? He said, no, because my parents are going to kill me if I will become Christian. I knew that there's another demon sitting in him right now. I looked right into his eyes, because the eyes are the door to your soul. So I looked right into his eyes, and I commanded the spirit of fear to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And when I said that, I repeat the same question. Do you like to become Christian? He said, yes. And praise God, he said the prayer and became Christian. And he gave me all those those evil eyes which were made by the solid gold, you know, there were a couple in like this much gold. And what we did, we got the kerosene and like the gasoline and burn it. Not because, you know, I should, you know, go and save the gold thing, because God said, remember that. Burn that gold and everything, because that is offered to the demons and devils. Amen? So praise God. Because the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. This should be our daily prayer. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the whole armors of God. Man, how many of us really pray this prayer every morning? Do we? Lord God, this morning, you know, I put the breastplate of righteousness around my waist that I should not be found naked. Lord God, I put the helmet of salvation. I put the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, and now I am ready to go. Amen. Praise God. You know, we have heard, you know, I heard this phrase, dress to kill. You know, have you heard that? I'm learning these kind of phrase. You know? So, we need to be dressed with the armor of God to defeat the devil. Amen? And if we are not dressed, if we have not spent time in the presence of God, we're going to have the failure. You know Martin Luther? He used to spend 3 hours every morning before he start his morning. And he said when he didn't pray, he had a bad day. And today, if I ask you, how many of you really pray for 3 hours in the morning? You know, when I am home, you know, me and my wife, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. We get up early in the morning. Even when I'm away from home, you know, at least Sunday morning, my wife, she calls me. And we spend at least 1 hour in a prayer. So, I will ask you, if you're trying to, I mean, there's so many other points I can talk on, but I'm running out of time. So, please, if you are not going to do your homework, you cannot reach Muslim. Even you cannot reach your neighbors. Because we must know that there are two forces in this world. Number one is God's power. Number two, devil's power. If you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are under God's power. And if you're not, then what is the second power? There's no middle ground, please. You are under the power of devil. So, as a Christian, if I am trying to free somebody from the prison cell, you know, you want the guy to be escaped from the prison cell, do you just go with the empty hand? Will you be able to release the guy? No, because you're going to break in. Because the Bible says, how somebody can break in strong man's home unless he bind him first. So if you're not binding the strong man, you know, because the people are under the power of that strong man. And when you bind that strong man, then you can open the gate of that prison cell and release the people from that bondage. Amen? Because people are in prison when they are not following Jesus Christ. They are in devil's control. And we need to open that door, and that door is not going to open unless we bind the strong man first. Amen? Very, very important. So please, pray. And there's a couple, you know, demons here. You know, C stands for controlling. That sits on the brain. The D stands for deception, the spirit of deception. The spirit of controlling, you know, the spirit of deception in Islam. The V stand for violence, the spirit of violence. Then F stands for spirit of fear, and H stands for, you know, spirit of hatred, and L stands for spirit of lust. So when you are dealing with the Muslim, you must deal with these spirits. Because once you will bind the strong man, then you will have a success. Otherwise, you know, you're just wasting the time. And even without prayer, you can even mess up the whole situation. Just think about it. Let me give you an analogy. For example, one of your good friend is in a prison, and you have a desire to free that guy. And now you go and try to open the door, you know, of that prison cell. There's a two guards there. And when you mess up with the, you know, the prison door, because you didn't have any weapons and, you know, anything, so you were not able to kill those two guards before you opened the door, because, and you alert those two guards because you didn't have any weapons to kill the guards first. So what happened? You alert those guards, and now the boss of those guards is going to put maybe 4 or 6 guards there to watch that guy. So his situation will be more difficult because you didn't do the homework, and because, you know, because of your negligence and laziness and you just ignorance, you were trying to free that guy, but you actually created a problem for him. You understand? So what we need to do, soak yourself in the presence of God. Amen? Be filled with the Holy Spirit and power, and be equipped with the weapons and the armors of God. And when you go, you already have bound the devil. Amen? Because Bible says, sometimes people don't even know who they are in Christ Jesus. I have heard the prayers of people, and even some of the pastors, they have no clue how to pray. Bible says, whatever you will bind on earth shall be bound from heaven, and whatever you will loosen on earth shall be loosened from heaven. And also Bible says, you know, I have given you authority. To whom? I have given you the authority over all demons and devils. Go trample the snakes and scorpions and overcome on every power of the enemy, and you will not be hurt by any means. To whom God said this? This passage which God spoke is for whom? Can I hear the answer? For the believers, for the disciples. Not for those 12 disciples. Yes, it was for them, but for us also. Because Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we are willing to believe that, then what is wrong with His power? Do you think His power has changed? His power is not changed. So it means that His power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Because we cannot just say, you know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then you're just using the name, but you're denying His power. Because His power is going to come with that name. Amen? So please, use your authority which He has given to you. Because it's like a, you carrying a $1 million check in your pocket and you're not willing to cash it, it's your problem. It's not God's problem. The person who has given you the check, you know. It's your problem. Amen? Well, I wish that I could teach you in a 2 hours, 3 hours session how to share the gospel and what are the things you need to not to say, and you know what are the things you should say, all those kind of things. I wish. But get the DVD. We have put all those information there. So may Christ Jesus richly bless you. Let's pray. Hallelujah. 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 Oh Father. When we see ourselves, we find that we are not doing what you have called us to do. We have failed you, Lord God. Lord God, I pray to you, O God, that make us like you, as you, as a Son of God, set example how you fasted, not only for 40 days, but you also said when you was in John chapter 4, when the disciple brought the food and you said, you know, my food is this, to do the will of God, the will of my Father. Master, help us to follow you, imitate you, follow your disciple, you know, how they did. Follow their examples, Lord God. Follow your word, Lord God. Not our American culture. Not our desire, the entertainment and this and that. But do your will. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, we exalt you. And Lord, as your people have heard, I pray thee, O God, change us from inside out, Lord God. Master, remove those things which cause us to be stumbled, and just keep, bring us on the right track, Lord God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much.